Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio weekly arts interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined in our Missoula studios today by Daniel Dotrieve, who's a producer at Montana PBS, and by Scott Billadieu, pianist and composer who is living here in Missoula as well. The program Yellowstone in Four Seasons will premiere tomorrow evening on Montana PBS, has a number of broadcasts. It airs at 7 and 9 p.m. tomorrow night on Montana PBS statewide, and also some repeat broadcasts as well on the 15th and 17th. Yellowstone in Four Seasons, videography and photography by Tom Murphy. Daniel, this is a follow-up program of sorts. You did Yellowstone in Winter.
It was called Silence and Solitude, Yellowstone's Winter Wilderness. And that show came about because Tom Murphy, who's been photographing Yellowstone for almost 30 years now, was given a camera back in the late 90s, and he shot great footage in the park. But the producer at the time said, "Oh, that winter stuff, who wants to look at that?" And I said, "I do." So we made a program, and at that time I had met Scott, who was a music professor here on campus. And I said, "You got any music that would work with this?" And Scott goes, "Yeah." And so we made Yellowstone, Silent Solitude. And then problem was it was 4x3 and analog. And we said, "Man, you got all this beautiful technology today. We got to make something in HD. So I got together with Scott and with Tom in, I think, 2013 or 14. And I said, "Let's get the band back together." I've always wanted to say that. So, and that's literally what I said to Scott.
Which got my attention.
So how much of this is like literally brand new? Yellowstone photographs, Scott, new compositions, new music?
Yeah, I mean, the entire show's new in that sense. The structure's similar. New music, new photography.
And Daniel, the vision for this is a different kind of program, not narrated in the normal sense.
It's what I call pretty pictures with music. And what we did was we take the best shots we could find in Yellowstone. And because Tom is willing to backpack across the, you know, Yellowstone in the middle of winter, he thinks like a photographer. So he's way ahead of, and he knows what the animal's going to do, so he can set up and wait for it to happen. And so you get that on camera, and then you take Scott's music. He thinks about what he thinks summer is or fall, and that's why we call it Four Seasons. So we're showing all four seasons, and you know, you get images and the music, and it's designed to be a kind of nice break from the real world. We're not trying to teach you anything. We're not trying to save the whales. We're just saying this is a great park, and here's some great music, and enjoy a half an hour of just kind of letting go of the real world.
And Scott, when you were composing, were you working from specific images? Were you working from a feel or an idea of the season? How did you work as a composer and a pianist to put together something that would capture summer, for example?
Yeah, it was definitely a mix of capturing the feel. Any time that there's a visual, I feel like it speaks to me musically, like I can kind of hear what it's supposed to sound like to some degree. So seeing Tom's photography definitely stimulates a musical response. And then each season is very distinctive in the West, and certainly in Montana and Wyoming. And so I definitely tried to capture not only the feel of summer, but also the feel of what we were seeing on screen.
We've got you sitting at the keyboard today for this interview, and it'd be great to have you demonstrate a couple of themes or a couple of ideas and how those images captured your imagination as a composer.
Each season is distinct, as I mentioned, and so musically I tried to capture that as well. And not only in terms of the sound palette itself, but also, I guess, tempo and, again, just sort of the general feel of the season. I've grown up in Montana my whole life, so I have a pretty good sense of that anyway. But in the case of summer, you know, it's a little more upbeat. We appreciate summer here more than most, I think, especially after a long winter like this one. So the summer piece is kind of upbeat. And it stays kind of high energy throughout that season, so to speak. And then things slow down and wind down a little bit in the fall. And a big part of that is tempo, maybe a little less complexity and sophistication. The opening theme is And then, of course, when winter sets in, I tend to use sort of this description of downtroddenness, I guess, when I see the animals trying to make their way through a number of feet of snow, or it's minus 30 out, or whatever the case is. It sort of has that trudging along feel. And then spring, of course, is sort of a reawakening. I think of the spring runoff and the snow melting. And the piece actually starts off a little bit slower with a sort of buildup. And it eventually builds up into a... So they're all fairly distinct, and again, it's a mix of capturing the feel of the season along with the feeling that's on screen.
So did Daniel give you time constraints or specific ways to think about how long the piece had to be? How did you guys work together?
I tried to say it needs to be no longer than this and no shorter than this. And then I said, you know music, you do it. And that's what he did, and he gave it back to me, and I go, that's great. I kind of consider myself a bricklayer. I take Tom's bricks of video, these video files, and Scott's mortar of music, and then I have to build a wall with it. So that's my job. And then Scott would come in and look at it and go, well, I kind of saw that, and that's where a bear should be. And then we kind of work off of it, and we came out with where we are.
So being the TV guy, and we're on the radio, give me some descriptions of the kinds of images and video that were captured for this. There's just some tremendous stuff that Tom Murphy captured.
Yeah, he gets the fox doing the jump, the fox listening for the mole or the mouse, and he gets it almost every time. And then he's got some beautiful where swans are on the water, and he knows how they're going to, you know, clean themselves and duck and dodge, and he goes, watch, watch, here they go, and then they'll flap their wings. And he gets it perfect in focus and frame because he knows what it's going to do. And you get lots of bison. He loves bison, lots of bison doing the grunting and the mating, but in winter, they're just standing there in the steam. There's some scenes of them just, I say winter is hard on flesh and bone, but beautiful for the soul. Because he has these images of the steam on the trees and the snow and everything else, and it's beautiful. And then you see this bison sitting there totally white, standing there, and you're wondering, is he really as cold as he looks? And so it's kind of, you love to watch it, but I want to watch it from my living room.
I'm talking with Daniel Dotrieve today, the producer for Montana PBS of Yellowstone in Four Seasons. It premieres tomorrow night on the Montana PBS network. Scott Bilodeau is here, the pianist and composer as well. Scott, when you work as a composer and you're tone painting, right, you're trying to capture musically the ideas of these images or the feel of the seasons. Are you composing it almost like you would a song, or are you writing more in the sense of the bigger flavor of what becomes a longer piece?
I would say that it's like instrumental songwriting in a lot of ways, developing a theme that's recurring in some form or fashion and having a development section and keeping the palette, so to speak, and keeping the flavor throughout. You know, it really was a collaboration working with Danny. It's really great to work with in the sense that we would sit down together and then in a real way we were creating a music video, essentially, of nature. There isn't anything else but the music and the visuals and the actual sounds that were coming from a waterfall or coming from the sounds that the animals were making. And I think keeping that in there actually brings us a certain amount of life to it. So it's not that that is muted out. What was captured at the time by Tom remains as part of that sort of music video.
Isn't there a sense, too, in your vision, you don't have to say a lot more, that the beauty of the pictures, the enhancement of music, for example, tell an incredible story by themselves and allow, I think, the viewer and the listener to dive in a deeper way. I don't know that the detail and the narration would really get in the way all the time, but it's certainly not in the way in a piece like this.
Yeah, William Marcus narrates it, and we try to set up each season and kind of explain what we think about Yellowstone, but we really are trying to get out of the way and let the pictures and the music do the talking. And also, you know, if you can get to Yellowstone and happen to avoid the 4 million other people who were visiting there last year, and get away, it's kind of nice to be alone. What you hear, which sometimes may be nothing, just the wind in the trees, but that's kind of what makes it special. So it's, we're trying to bring that to people without them having to leave their homes.
Well, I just add to that real quick that I would say 90% of this program is showcasing what the vast majority of people don't get to see about Yellowstone. This is off the beaten path stuff, and it's really amazing what's captured.
I've been talking today with Scott Bilodeau, the pianist and composer. I wrote the soundtrack for Yellowstone and Four Seasons. Producer Daniel Dotrieve here with us as well. Program premieres on Montana PBS tomorrow, 7 and 9 p.m. That's Monday, March 13th. There's also repeat airings on March 15th at 11:30 a.m. and a couple on March 17th as well. And it's called Yellowstone in Four Seasons. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Scott, do you want to play a little something from the show to take us out?
You bet.